Us Podcast.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Us Podcast,
a podcast about us.
It's all of us.
Yeah.
Don't you show them yet.
Hey, that is my line, dude. And we're off. You're already fucking crossing the goddamn boundaries.
Damn, it's real now.
So as you can tell, there's a couple extra guests here with us today. It is not just a fucking
sausage fest.
Yeah, it's not a fucking sausage fest anymore.
Mm-mm. Now
it's not boys only.
We have silk. We have feminine energy in the room.
Yeah, you know.
We have male energy outside the room.
Yeah, you know, since last episode, me and Chris have really grown into sensitive, understanding individuals, and I think the best way to represent that is to our good friends here. Would you like to introduce yourselves?
I would like, yes.
Yay!
My name is Melanie Cortez, a.k.a. Melly Kors. A.k.a. Pimp MC.
Is that your rapper name?
That is today. What a lovely introduction. My name is Juliana Kobian. My at name is very weird, but you can see it later.
It literally sounds like saying her name backwards.
Like that.
That's
and we are here to talk about multiple things, but one very important thing, friendship.
Aww, don't we just love friends?
What's a friendship song?
F is for friends who do stuff together. U is for
stop before we get sued.
Copyright. Sorry, Nickelodeon.
We're immune to this.
And so, y'all know me and Chris.
Yes.
We're pretty good friends. Did you know? These two are best friends too.
We're better friends. We're better friends.
How long does your friendship go? Like, how long ago?
Okay, so the story begins technically, I would say, back in like elementary.
Yeah,
that's where
it
started.
It goes that deep.
Yeah,
super deep.
That's what she
Melanie
said.
In her tracksuits.
Everybody loved them. I started it. Drake just made it live now, but it's a thing now.
Did you?
Sorry, go ahead.
Melly was a fucking hype beast since elementary school.
I switched the hype beast up to Jewel. She's taking the spotlight now.
You sound like one of these girls. Were you ever those girls that had those back pocketless pants that were just like all butt?
You mean like the Hollister jeans?
No, like you know, like the ones where like, you know, there's no pockets in the back.
No
like,
pockets.
It's just jeans.
No.
You were never one of those?
No, I'm offended. No, and then, I didn't do it like
no,
that.
No, because tracksuit girls usually rock that. That's why I was curious.
No.
She's like, I wore pink sweatpants. It said pink.
Every day. Oh my gosh. No, it was a whole fit. Wow. Like it was the coordinating, like the zip up like sweater with the...
I believe it. And you had like an iced coffee every morning too, huh, or something.
Oh,
or like,
gosh, this is elementary.
Dude.
Not yet.
No, some elementary school students are
doing
it. It is way too hot. I'm fucking dying.
Okay.
Like, so I am super dying.
It's because of our lovely guests is why it's so hot.
Whoa. Dude, there's so much, like...
There's so many, like, things happening.
Dude, there's so... There's four super hot people on this podcast. Like, and then there's two super hot people behind the camera.
Yeah, so who we're going to show right now. These folks don't get enough credit, but this is Oscar, who usually helps me shoot on a lot of things.
Shout them out.
Jessica, Red Heart Media. Hire her for everything. Hire these two because they're geniuses. They're brilliant.
Hell yeah.
And we only
fuck with the best. We the best music. We the second best music. We the best podcast.
That's really going to date this episode.
Dude, nah.
DJ be around forever.
I think DJ Khaled's gonna live on forever.
Damn.
Like,
is he
either in infamy or infamy? Like, I think everyone's always gonna remember DJ Khaled. DJ Khaled, like, I don't know.
his child is more famous than
his child's gonna be a dick.
Yeah.
But anyway, he's gonna be super ass. So you like imagine being plastered on every album cover since you're a baby. Like,
that's low key lit.
He's gonna be a dick.
He's gonna be like a super Justin Bieber.
Honestly, dude, for sure, he's gonna suck.
That.
Yeah.
But back friendship. To the topic of friendships.
So we fucked up again and we missed National Best Friends Day.
We did.
Oopsie. And we also missed Father's Day. Womp womp.
Womp womp.
And so today this episode is going to be both of those topics kind of mashed into one, but also we're going to throw a couple curveballs. Mm-hmm. Like, Melly, what's a topic that you're very passionate about?
Astrology?
More like dumb astrology.
Angel, I'm here today to drag you.
Oh,
all
shit.
Leos. That's my purpose today. That's it.
Fucking
I hear this way too often.
No, I put every jewels day on. I have to.
And then now it's like just incorporated into my daily life. I'm just like, damn, what's your sign?
But you know what? It's super interesting because if you really put it together, it makes sense. It's because like there's so, but there's a lot of components to it. But it's like certain components, you know? It just, it all makes sense once you figure out someone's sign.
Jules, are you convinced? Are you a believer?
Okay, slightly, but I guess it's just because just it's very general topics and they apply. And that's why I guess I'm like a believer. But it is true. I feel like, you know, maybe just incorporate those
ideas. I think everything about every sign relates to people in some way. Like for me, this is how I see astrology. You decide to just be blind to the things that don't relate to you, and then you just gravitate towards those that do. And then you're like, oh, look,
that is very true, because they say that like Taurus are really stubborn. I'm not stubborn. I'm like the most easygoing person.
Very, I can confirm.
No, I'm coming in. I'm breaking
up. I think we're going to end this friendship on this episode.
Warning.
Break it down. Okay. So, like I said, there's a lot of components to it, but the three main signs would be your sun sign, your moon sign, and your ascendant sign. So, your sun sign. Okay, I'm getting
ready. Oh my God.
Okay. There we go.
So, your sun sign is like.
Hey, keep it down out there.
Basically, the day you were born. So, your sun sign is the day you were born. Your moon sign is like the sign that. Basically, like, your inner emotions, like, your feelings, like, the sign you are, like, the feelings you get in touch more, like, when people aren't around. Mm-hmm. And your ascendant sign is the sign, like, that people may think you are. So, if interesting. They, like, meet you for the first time, that's the sign. Okay.
That's one word.
Example one. So, like.
Angel hates all
of this. What did we just allow to happen on this show? Is this people are, like.
No.
Tuning out, to be honest.
I'm pulling out all types of receipts. All
right. Fuck it.
So, like, the example number one is, like, I feel, like, a lot throughout my life, like, not only with friends, but, like, men I would attract, they would be fire signs. So I would wonder, I'm like, you know what, like, why? I mean, no offense, why? Kind of offense.
He's really no all offense, of this.
And I asked, why?
So, like, it's because fire signs are really intense, like, you know, fire.
Okay, but what are your signs?
I'm a Libra.
I have no idea what a
Libra Yeah, that's like. Me. That's me. Like, I'm like, I know nothing about any sign except my own. Yeah. Classic Leo move. Right? I'm a Leo.
I just found out yesterday my mom's a Leo, too. I know that.
Oh.
I had no idea. No,
that makes a lot of sense.
My story got interrupted. Okay, wait. So let me finish it off.
So there's a lot of different components.
So like I was saying, like with the fire signs, like a lot of the signs like I would attract into my life would be fire signs. Mm-hmm. And I would wonder why. So then like I took a look at my birth chart and my ascendant sign is a fire sign. It's a Sagittarius.
Makes sense.
Mind? But that's just example one. That's just example
but
one.
But wait, there's more.
But there's a lot. Okay, let's continue.
For sure.
Well, Chris, what you've been awfully quiet through this entire.
Yeah, he's taking in all this information.
Once again, as a Christian boy growing up, anything Tara related, anything involving signs that was from the devil, that was like we used to confuse.
Fire signs are the devil.
Well, yeah, we used to confuse like I think there was like a constellation logo for one, and my mom said that's the star of date, like that's the fucking what's the Satan circle star
thing? Pentagram.
The pentagram. So like we were always afraid of that.
Oh,
and so I kind of grew up kind of hating. People like that just because, like, you know.
It's a devil. So you're saying Melanie is basically the devil.
That's why I don't know about it because now, like, I'm being opened up to more people talking about that. And so I honestly have, like, zero on this because I don't know.
That. Keep it up, Chris.
This is why we want to talk to y'all because we learn. We want to
learn more about astrology. JK. Exactly. So I'm going to tell you a story about, I was talking to a girl on the phone and she was like so into astrology. She did a tarot card reading on the phone for me.
Wow.
And so I just couldn't take it seriously.
That's a very intense phone call.
And I need her number now.
No, you don't. And you won't get it. And I hope she doesn't listen to this. And so she was like talking to me about this and I was just like, I can't understand why you can think that planets millions of miles away have any effect on who we are.
It's all about perspective.
Yeah, I guess. And then I said, do you believe in Bigfoot? And she was like, no. And I was like, so what's the difference between believing in astrology and believing in Bigfoot? And she said,
is this why you guys didn't work out?
That's it. That's it right there.
And she said, well, because obviously one of them is fake. And then I said, yeah, obviously one of them is fake. And then she hung up on me.
Wow.
And then she texted me, I don't want to talk to you anymore.
Wow.
Yes, ladies, keep it up. That's what we need.
No.
That's what we don't need. Sometimes. Depends.
I mean, to be fair, I was kind of a dick. I kept poking it. I should have left it alone. But I will say that kind of stuff does, like, I don't know. It irritates me, but I don't know why. Like, I'm okay with people, like, believing in different religions and stuff. But astrology just, like, makes me so angry.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, it's triggered.
Oh, wow.
I don't know why.
So I'm not surprised at all. I feel
me
like...
Me either.
No, it's upsetting when people blame their actions on, like, astrology. Like, you know, like that... You know, like, that little thing you sent me where it's like, you know, like... Wait, can I curse on this?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, like, I fucked your brother. Like, I hooked up with his grandpa. Like, I went all
Sorry,
over
I'm
the
an
place.
Asparagus.
An asparagus.
I'm a Capri Sun.
I have my Capri Sun rising and I'm an asparagus.
Is the Mercury and retrograde thing part of that?
Yeah.
Yes,
some people say Mercury's in reggaeton.
Yeah, Mercury's in reggaeton.
Sorry, Mercury's in reggaeton. Mercury's
in the background.
Mercury's in Gatorade. Gatorade, and stuff like that.
Like, then it's upsetting when you, like, blame things like that. But aside from that, like, when it has to do more, it's more like, instead of looking at it like that, the way I look at it, it's just like an insight on people, especially before you meet them. And it's cool, like, to think about it, like, oh, like, when you're having a conversation with someone, it's like right off the bat you could be like, oh, like, they're Leo. There's been, like, so many times when I've been right about
but
that.
But don't you think it's a little quick to judge?
Yeah, I've had people but not even want to go out with me because I'm a Leo.
Wait, what?
Yes.
Okay, that's just me.
See?
Like, I'm like, oh, sorry, my last boyfriend was a Leo, and we
it
did not work out.
It just didn't work out.
I was like, the fuck are you talking about?
Like that, maybe a little, see, like that.
Nah, you believe it.
That poor girl traumatized you.
No, but you know what's funny? Melanie's that girl, too. Like, she'll
yeah,
be like.
I am. But it's not just like, okay, so what do you do for a living? Are you a Leo? Like, it's not that type of energy. It's more like, okay, like, and you're like. You might be a Leo, huh? He's just like, yeah, I am. And I'm just like, oh, fuck, like, I'm here now.
So Melly, what signs are off the table
for your
love life?
Chris just looks so like he doesn't know
this
how
is,
to feel right
I didn't
now.
Realize this was a component to whether you're compatible to date.
Yeah. No, it Strange. Is. And it's interesting.
The people want to know, Melly, what signs are off the table for you?
Okay,
let's
ready?
Do it. Let's hear this.
Okay, so number one. Wait. Oh, okay, number one would probably be a Leo. I'm sorry to break it down.
Well, thanks for coming to the podcast.
We always do that. We always fake out our endings. Anyway.
It would probably be a Leo would be number one.
Leos are the greatest.
Definitely an Aries. Definitely.
Why?
Yeah, literally like... Just okay, and number three probably a Capricorn.
Yeah. Did you get all that?
Yeah.
Did you get all that?
So if you're any of these, no chance.
No shot. Stay away. Locked. Stay away from the DMs. Trust
Pause
me.
Off. Pause off.
No.
So Jules, Sorry. Is there tension in the friendship because of astrology?
Good question.
No, actually there's not. But you know what? I go along with it. Like, you know what? I'm just gonna let Melanie say what she wants to say.
It's only when like Jules like is telling me she probably meets someone and I'm like, what's her sign? She's like, I didn't ask. I'm just like, what? Why?
And then she's so mad. She's like, I don't want to know anything about him until you know their sign.
Like, why didn't you ask that? She's like, I'm sorry. And I'm like, you should be sorry.
And there's the dynamic.
Yeah. And
it's very interesting.
It's a cycle.
Jules is like, go off, Melly.
She's getting used to it, though.
So you don't... I was always under the impression you believed, like, with her. You don't?
No. It's just, like, not that I do believe, but it's just, like...
We're cultured.
I believe, like, a little bit of it. Like, the generalization of, like, oh, yeah, maybe that person's a little bit like that, but not, like,
100%. She's optimistic
right.
about it.
I think it captures your essence. Like whenever I read, I'm like, this is like kind of me, but not
yes,
like down to it.
With
it's like it's like yeah, I guess I do that, but it's not like where I've read one. I'm just like whoa. It's like that's fucking that's wild.
Like I'm scared. This is me.
Yeah, exactly. Like it's never been one. Like there'll be like traits that I'm like, whoa, that is crazy. I do that. But then when I look at the overall, I'm just like, but like it's like yes, yeah, some of it's me, but it's again, it's got my essence. It's not. I've never been like, whoa, I gotta follow this because...
I feel like you've been Stockholmed.
What?
Stockholm syndromed into into liking astrology, which means Stockholm Syndrome. Yeah,
yeah. No, I see what you mean. Yeah.
She's like, I've never been to Sweden.
Like, you're just like, Melly, like, there's no stopping Melly's, like, oh, yeah, aggressive no, like,
it's
love.
Just like, it's there.
Yeah, and
it's
so, there. Instead of, and so, instead so of just, fighting
like,
it,
I go with it, yeah, you know, just, like, just go with it. Fuck it. I'm not gonna go against it.
You know, it. I'll do it.
It's very hard.
What your friends do.
And that's what friendship's all about. Yes. Ba-dum-bum-bum. Is there anything that Jules does that... that is like, I don't know, maybe not tension, but it's just
oh,
like,
no, there is. Say it.
As a Taurus, okay, Jules, aka she's a Taurus. So as a Taurus, I always, like, don't like it how she just doesn't talk to me about her feelings. Like, she'll come and she's like, Melanie, like, she'll just show no emotions. Like, I'm so mad right now. I'm like, Jules, I can't feel it. I don't feel the energy. Like, punch something, punch me. Like, do something.
Let it out.
No, but you know what? But Melanie's great because then, like, she'll know, like, when I am at that point, then she'll be like, just let it out. But then that's, like, when it all comes down. It's just like, damn, like.
Like, have you ever cried in front of each? This is probably a stupid question, but have you ever cried in front of each other?
Yes, all the time.
Me
and but like legit her. Crying, not like, oh man, this is like, great.
Oh yeah, no.
No, like
really,
like oh my god.
Okay, no, maybe not like that, but yeah, I've sobbed in front of Melanie.
Yeah, I sobbed a little more than her, but we sobbed.
Are you? Is your sign? Were you an emotional sign?
My moon sign is a Cancer, and Cancers are Cancers are emotional. So I would say I'm a very like sensitive person, like emotional person.
Have you ever? You've never cried in front of
nope.
me. Nope. But I have plenty.
I am a stone. I am a stone wall.
He is.
Once has there been a point where you just wanted to cry and just call Chris like?
Nope.
Oh, see, this goes to masculinity. Another topic.
Do you
that
think
we
it's
should
like,
I don't think so. Wait, I think that's just who I am. Like I have a hard time. Not that I have a hard time showing emotion, but the emotion's not there.
And it's weird because I wouldn't like. I'd probably think it's strange that Angel's just like, man, Chris, I got this on my mind. Starts crying. I'd be like,
yeah, like if I was like,
what are you doing?
If I was like, Chris, I just got to take.
Because I wouldn't know what to do. Because I'd be like, he's always said I'm never gonna do this for you, and here it is. It's happening. So yeah. I wouldn't. I like, but I've cried in front of him. And that but I warned you ahead of time, so I think it was less weird. Because I said during the pod, like when we first started the podcast, I said, "Yo, I'm like a big crybaby."
Yeah,
he's like, "What?" I'm like, "You'll see it at some point."
And like, we'll just happen. Talk about something, even something nice, and you'll just see Chris like.
Emotion.
I'll be like, "Oh, he's great." Oh,
it's a balance. Yeah. It's all a balance.
But with me, I'm like, let me see. I have cried in front of people,
okay. One question: person? The last time you cried.
In front of someone or
no, just in general.
Oh, it was when the band Hers passed away.
Oh yeah.
And that was recent too.
Yeah, that was like maybe like 2 months ago or something. And Chris I like
about to start crying right now.
Yeah, dude. No, I was in Italy when I found out because dude, you wanna talk about yeah, so
let's do it.
He said, aww. Bro, he's like, I got some bad news because he was supposed to go see Hers that
yeah,
night.
Yeah, it was the night.
We had tickets, but I had to miss out. And I think did I give you mine? That I gave him, I sold. Yes. I might have sold. I said, "Here, you can give this to whoever you're gonna take." And Angel was like, "Yo, night. I'm so excited for the her show tonight."
And then our friend Justin was like, "No." We got an email saying that the concert was canceled.
Yeah, the night
the
that
day
night
of,
before.
The day
oh, the,
of,
day
no,
of?
The day of.
Oh, the day of. The yeah, because I was canceled. In Italy, so I was like, "Well, I'm gonna miss it." I'm like, "Ha, Angel, you're missing it too."
Yeah, I was so mad. And then, like, later on, like, our friend was like, oh, dude, I have some bad news to tell you. And then he told me, and then he's
like, bro, he's like, I got some bad news, like, but I don't want to ruin your day. And I just come back from, like, a long day, like, in the Vatican or something. And then I was like, no, bro, tell me what's going on. And so he calls me, and then he goes, like, hey, man, he's like, apparently on the way from one show to the next, he's like, Hers, like, they're dead. I remember that. Hers, they're dead. And I'm like, who's dead? He's like, they, like, the both
band,
of them, they're
and,
dead.
The band and their manager.
He's like, they're dead. And I was just like, nah, bro. He's like, yeah, dude. He's
it was like it wasn't, it hadn't been like released to the public, but like,
people, no, we had found
already
it really.
Knew.
Yeah.
And I just like spent the whole day just like fucking sad and crying. And I was just like, man, it was like friends of mine.
Mom, yeah.
It was like friends of mine passed away. And I was even surprised with myself because I was like, I never do that. And like this band had affected me like to the point where I felt like close friends had like passed away.
This ties back to like the old, like there's literally an episode where I say, hey, I found this band Hers, and remember I'm like, I recommend this album and
Chris,
this album.
Chris introduced Hers to me. I remember I had known of them, but it wasn't until you recommended that album that I was like, I'm gonna go check them out.
And then we became fancy. Dude, remember that? I hate to bring this sad memory up, but remember right before, like the week before you were going to see, like you sent me a video of you like singing one of those songs, and I sent you one where like, don't say that you need to.
Damn. And it was so sad. So that was the last time.
Damn. What a day that was.
Yeah, dude, very sad.
But it felt, it was crazy because we were like, we were kind of like just, we were all three of us. We were just talking, and it felt it felt just like we all like.
It was like I'd never met them ever, but they had such a big impact like on my life.
But that's crazy. Music has that impact on you. You're just like
I remember me and Jules the passing of Mac Miller like really.
Yes.
And I wouldn't even say like I'm the biggest fan of him. I really like one of his albums, Divine Feminine. Like that one. That one has a very special place in my heart. But besides that, it was like when we saw like Jules message me, she's like, dude, like everybody, like four people sent it to me. Like, dude, he's fucking dead. And like I said, I was never his biggest fan. But it hit different. And I have no idea why. It was just crazy. And I think we saw each other that day.
We did.
Or the next day with another friend. And we were just watching him on YouTube. And we're just like, what the fuck, dude? Like, he's really fucking dead. And it was so crazy.
Yeah, dude. See, like, seeing live performances of Hers, like, it just, like, completely changed. And, dude, they were so young. And Mac Miller was so young.
They still had a lot left to accomplish.
And then little, and I remember when Lil Peep died. Man, I was sad about Lil Peep. Fakes, you don't like Lil Peep.
But it was nice too because I noticed whenever something like Lil tragic Peep. Happens to us, we always kind of get into the I love you mode. Like in that episode where we heard the car crash behind
it
us.
It brings you back to that shock. Yeah, we're just like, yo. Just like, you're grounded again and you're just like, you need to love those who you really love.
Like Angel, like that, after that one episode, Angel was like, yo, text me when you get home. And I was just like,
yeah, I'm home. Like, you know, finally he shows emotion.
I know. I'm like, I'm home. It was just so like, we always get like that. Like whenever somebody dies, we're like, hey, yo, be safe out there, man. Like,
it sucks that like, I mean, it really
incidences goes to like this bring you to this.
It goes to show you that like shit could end any second. And like, people always say that, but it isn't until it happens that you're like, oh shit, this is a reality.
Wow, shit could get menacing.
Really deep. Yeah. Very deep.
Frightening. Fine help. All right. Well, let's lighten up this conversation.
Yeah, I know.
How do we meet? How do we all cross paths? Let's talk about how we all cross paths.
I remember Angel, and it's so funny, an acquaintance of mine and Angel, I think Chris, like everybody here, he had messaged me.
Me?
Edwin?
Me?
Yeah.
Edwin.
I don't know an Edwin.
Who's
Edwin?
Mico Hito? Oh,
Edson!
Oh,
Edson!
Mojito? Mr. Mojito?
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Your name?
Michelada?
Hey, Edwin! So an example of friendship. Mally doesn't even know this dude's name. My best friend Edwin.
Okay, but point is, he had messaged me. He's like, hey, one of my friends is filming something. I forgot what at the time. He's like, oh, like you should come out. So I'm like, oh yeah, let him know. So I guess he let you know.
Who?
That's when.
Let me?
Yeah, let you know. Okay. But this is do you remember that? But I canceled.
No, I don't remember that.
No, okay, then never mind. But yeah, that's it.
So you were supposed to be in one of Angel's videos?
Yeah.
Oh. What the hell?
Interesting.
You don't remember that?
Mm-mm. Because the first time I ever saw you was at the Bad Labor premiere. That was the first time I ever met you. At Chris's Bad Labor
You went
premiere.
To Bad Labor?
Yeah.
No, she didn't.
Yeah, she did.
No, she didn't.
Yes, you did. We went to Loteria. We were eating at Loteria. I think you were there.
You were definitely at the Bad Labor.
Really?
No, we were at the Getty that day. Story's wrong.
No way.
Damn, what's going on?
Where did I see you?
Okay, let's pause it here.
We're gonna
reset the cameras.
Okay. It's like,
let's just get the facts straight.
Like your creation of my.
All right, so that took a minute to kind of. Yeah. I don't think we even truly figured. We still haven't figured it out.
Figure it
still
out.
Very confused.
Because I definitely knew you before Queso Rama, 100%.
I met you in my past life, Angel.
No, I met you in real life.
No,
I met you in real life.
Okay,
but where was this? I feel like Edson was there.
You're not. No, I remember Aileen was there.
Maybe that's what you're thinking about. Aileen was at bad labor.
Yes, Julie's dude, sister. You had to have been at bad labor.
I remember that day because I went to an event at the Getty and I invited Melanie. Yeah. Because we were going to go to the bad labor premiere, but I forgot what
really?
Happened.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, cool.
Ali told us about it.
The first time I met you, Angel, was when we came for your podcast thingy, Majigi.
Quesorama? No.
The thingamajig.
Yes, oh, God. You, the first time
you met me before.
Yes, no, that was the first time. Angel, no.
Positive.
Angel, that was the first time I've
Angel,
ever,
you were just in love with
yeah,
him.
Yeah, I've ever
Melly,
met you.
Okay, look. I remember seeing you with some tall dude with a beard. Who is that guy?
Oh, his name's George.
Who the fuck
George
is that?
So, where were you with this dude? And that's where I saw you. Like, what? If you look back to events with this person, like, So how would I know this guy if this wasn't true?
No,
if this
wait,
wasn't
wait,
a real
wait.
Memory.
Did you meet did George? Yeah, I know who you're talking about. He's talking about George. But
so where would you and George have gone?
Where? What was that event though? Now it makes sense. Now you're onto something.
Yeah.
You don't keep going.
I feel like
George was with us that day.
Oh yeah, he was with us at the Getty.
Then you all went to the bad yes, memory training. You had to have gone.
Julie for sure didn't go.
We were literally just at the Getty. Yeah.
Oh my God, wow. This is so infuriating because I know this memory's real.
I didn't think this was going to take this long.
Okay, let's keep it going.
I guess one of us transported into a different dimension or something.
Dude, you're from the dimension.
I'm from the dimension where Melly went to the bad labor
screening. Or it's just weed. So.
No, I haven't smoked. FYI. Melly has smoked.
Yeah,
so.
Shameful. Very shameful.
So... So who are you gonna believe? I've got pretty good memory. Anyway, so we met eventually.
Somewhere along the lines. Okay, but yes. Let us mark the day. Melanie officially met you the day of the Quesorama podcast.
Yeah, that was the day.
Whatever. That, let's just say. Let's say that's the official day.
Maybe though. Maybe through like other friends. I don't know.
No, it wasn't through other friends. No.
The internet.
No, I
just remember he for sure. No, because you had seen her before. I remember because I thought Case Storm was gonna be the first time you were gonna see her.
It was the first time.
Melly, how would I know this guy named George? Like, how would I know? Why is this here?
Wait, are we sure it's George?
Yeah, George is tall. He has
with
a beard.
Like,
and he was white, right?
I don't remember.
Yeah, but no.
I don't look at skin color.
Sorry. That has to
I just
be,
want to put that out there.
So anyway,
George.
That event, we met somewhere, and then like our friendship was solidified at Quesorama. Go back and check
that's
out
that's a good
episode.
That's a good phrase.
If you want to check it out.
And then it went from Angel to Jules, and then Jules, I met Chris, Jules.
Yes.
And Jules knew Chris way before though, right?
Yes. Oh, wait, what? What'd you say?
Like, from high school, because I didn't...
No, not high school. No. No, she may have heard of me in high school, because I was with friends with Adela and Audi and Luisa, so I knew... I was friends with all of them, so she may have heard of me through Adela and them.
When did you first hear about the Chris Carmona?
Honestly, I have no idea.
Yeah.
But not that I have no idea, but I know about the bad labor...
Yeah.
Okay, so you knew about bad labor.
Yes.
Yeah. But you didn't know who Chris was.
And the first time I discovered Julie was when she, because my friend Adela had posted, like, hey, bad labor's happening. And then Julie's like, when was this? when is this? I think you said, like, when
and
is this?
Right
and
before
what?
The Getty.
Yes.
Oh,
there we go.
Angel, do you see?
No. I need some receipts. I need to see a ticket stub from the Getty and compare
actually,
it to the
Actually, I do.
Do you have it? All right, we'll see while Jules does that. We'll be talking.
Yeah.
Oh, and so, okay. Yeah, because you know, like, Ali, Adela, all of them. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So we've always been in the same circle, just never, we've never met like that.
And then my friend Melissa.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
see?
Yeah.
You know Melissa.
Well, Melissa knows a lot of my friends from Bell, because she won a Bell.
Shout out Bell. Yes, yeah, she did. You won a Bell?
No, I didn't.
Wait,
want
I thought
Bell.
She said she was your cousin.
It's like that weird cousin.
Yeah, it's like that cousin.
Where it's
cousin
like, where they
like uncle. I don't know, but yeah, I think so.
You know how we roll, the Latino people. It's like, yeah, you're my cousin.
You know
whatever.
How it is. You know the
we
deal.
Grew up. You know it.
But Melissa's great.
And somehow all these like different threads have crossed and connected, and now we are all here.
From Angel and I knowing each other, or kind of vaguely knowing each other in film, hating each other, elementary school friends.
When did you guys solidify your friendship?
the podcast.
Really?
What?
Because even before the podcast, we weren't friendly. Like, but we weren't
friendly.
But we weren't like, we just said, let's just try it out because we're both like really cool film lovers and from Bell. I'm like, so why not? I mean, like, this is could be a cool thing to try.
Yeah. And it's cool though. Do you guys just share like a big like same background kind of like you?
Yeah, we. So shout out my friend Joel. He is a fan of the podcast, and he told me that he thinks it was really cool because through him listening through the podcast, he says he can see or at least or hear like me and Chris's friendship turn into a friendship. And so he's like, you can tell how awkward you guys are in the beginning. And then like you get to a point where it's just like we're friends now, I guess. And so really, this episode's about friendship.
Yes.
But really, the entire podcast
is about
friendship. Yeah, we've always touched on
friendship. Together.
Friendship. the friendship episode is where I cried the most, remember? Oh, that was tough. But yeah, that was...
We also have an episode zero of the podcast that me and Chris did at Denny's. Yeah. Do you remember? Because we were just like, let's hang out and see if we can do... like, and see if we have enough to say.
Yeah. And we were there for a long time, almost all night.
You guys had a lot to say.
We had a lot to say.
We just talked.
But you know what's crazy? That's kind of how like me and Melanie became so close. Like we were always knew each other and we were always very friendly.
Yeah.
But it wasn't until like maybe later on in high school where we just became like close. Like it was just like, oh, Jules and Mel's, Mel's and Jules.
Oh, wow.
All the time.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Now everyone asks me, hey, where's Chris?
Yeah. And they're like, hey, well, Angel's not with you. And I'm like, no, he's doing
Jules
other things.
Like you're bringing Jules, right? Like it's just one invitation for us.
It's a package.
It's a two for one deal. At the last show that I saw Jules, I was like, where the hell's Melly at?
I know.
Where the hell's Melly? So
I was there in spirit.
That's when you
and
know.
Then when I saw y'all in San Francisco, you're like, Angel didn't come with you.
Yeah, I said the same thing. I'm like, where's Angel?
And so now you know. Once your friendship is official, you just become a package deal.
Yeah,
right outside Chris's door is another package deal. Gabe and Michael Cerna.
Yeah, exactly.
And so they're a dynamic duo. And I asked Michael Cerna because when I every time I see Michael Cerna by himself, I'm like, where the hell's Gabe at? And then he's like, oh, he's at work. And then I asked him, like, does that bother you? Like, when people ask you about Gabe? And he's like, no, you get used to it. He's like, I do know where he is most of the time.
See,
it is Michael Cerna way.
Best friends. Friendship, yeah, you guys know where you're at, like,
exactly,
all the time.
So.
And you shouldn't feel ashamed to be associated. Like, well, hey, where is this? Like, that's cool that, like,
like
we're that.
I'm my own person, you know.
Exactly. I think that's, like, super overrated. Because, like, of course you are your own person. But it's just like, well, who are you usually around? Like, what's the dynamic? It's, like, you and this other person. So that's cool. I think people should embrace that more instead of being like, I'm my own thing.
Dynamic duos.
Exactly.
Very true.
They're valued and they're loved.
So the real question is, do either of you have that BFF, like, keychain that splits in half? And
I've been wanting to get us that. But see, it has to be thick. It has to be real.
It's got to have my moon sign and my sun sign.
It has to be the real deal. So, but I've been telling, I told Jules, I was going to get her one for her birthday, but it's like, but like my present, but her, also her present, but my present, but I didn't.
A package deal.
Jules is not having
it. She's not having it. She's like, I don't want to wear your heart on my neck.
She's
that ugly ass shit.
She's like, all right, calm down. Like we're
no,
friends.
No, I do. I love
like,
it.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Like Melanie said, it's like, I don't know, emotions. Sometimes I show them, sometimes don't. I don't know.
She's not gonna wear it.
Like
but
I looked at your face and I was like,
she's not wearing that.
I would.
I'll wear both.
But you're right.
I'll switch it up.
You're like, I carry this friendship on my back.
So everybody knows that Angel and I make movies and stuff, but we want to give the audience to get to know y'all a little better and like talk about just like the things that you're interested in because. That's why we wanted to talk to you because like people might be wondering like why do we have you know these two
who are these
yeah, exactly.
What's so special about them
right
they're so fucking I, friends
what
exactly.
the fuck
they're
do
homies.
They do
fuck out of here it's our podcast what do you do about it
yeah what the fuck
no but for real like
we do nothing
I think it'd be cool
sorry to cut you off
no you're good yeah
like most podcasts when they're like today we have the editor for a you know
for a school paper
and she just wrote this great article about gentrification and
why it's similar to tater tots
and so we couldn't get her on the show but she's here via phone
yeah,
oh my god
thank you glad to be here
yeah so it's like can you tell us a little bit about what you do
Interesting.
Yeah, anyway.
So there you go.
So what do y'all do?
Jules, you start this off, though.
What do I
do? Where are you coming from, Jules?
I'm coming from work.
Nice. Nice.
So exciting.
Sick.
Sick. Work.
Yes.
You all know how that feels.
You know, we have to work and go to school. I'm actually a server.
Nice. At an undisclosed location in an undisclosed city.
Well, actually, it is at 0 degrees of
leaving off. Oh, shit. Catch your... It's tip out. Your local waitress.
Everyone's like, go right now. Okay, you dropped your work schedule.
Well, pause up, fellas. She's off the market.
Oh, yeah. So
by a superstar, so don't even try.
A certain someone that if you check out some past episodes, you might get a clue.
Let's just break it down. It's Katsuo, so woo!
Woo! Damn! Secured the bag.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got a...
Oh, my God. But, yeah, I mean, I work. I go to school.
Woo! Education.
Okay, we are for the education on this side.
Yeah, education right here. You can.
I'm a business marketing major, so, you know, in the future, like, I would like to have my own business, but that's in the far end. But, like, for fun, like... I like to do some like small film, not real films, but I just like
hey,
to
don't
help
say
my
that.
Friends shoot. Stop.
It's like, I mean, they're not shot on film, Angel. Jesus.
No, like
they're on digital.
Like some, like I just don't like when people are like, I just do like little films.
Yeah, no, I think it's cool.
I don't know. I feel weird. Like
own
I just,
it.
Like,
fuck it. Like everybody's doing fucking shittier stuff and be like, oh, this is my
at least
fucking,
I'm doing something.
Exactly.
Okay?
And the last thing you posted, that last video was really cool too. So yeah, y'all are artists in your own right, and everything you do is completely just as valid as anything else any of us have ever made.
Gee, thanks.
Gee, thanks. Just bought it.
So Melly, to you.
Hello. Well, I don't know. Just to be honest, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing, but I'm doing. I like to believe I'm doing something.
I like
well,
to
no,
believe.
Well, no, actually, Melanie has. Oh, is it time? You want to share?
Well, there's nothing to share. It's not big. It's just no. I'm a soon-to-be theater major, so let's just hope you know.
Oh,
interesting
yeah,
thing.
Okay.
Like you said, own it, Melanie.
Own that
it.
Shit.
It's because I No. Me, I jinx a lot of things, so I'd rather just you
jinx
know,
is not real.
Work
as long as you believe, Jinx is not real.
Chris, who are you talking to, bro?
That's true. I know. I'm probably realizing my belief. As I'm saying that, I'm like, you know what? I'm like, I'm sucking the words back because I don't want to get into this discussion. That's fine.
Well, actually, Jinx is comes derivative from
from the Saturn star.
That's the way it is. I'm glad you guys at least know that.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's start there.
So, what's your horoscope say?
Today. Said I'm gonna be on a badass podcast, you know.
That would be a cool, like, that would be a cool way to end it. Let's all read our horoscopes for today.
Okay.
So that's
interesting.
Is this our way?
This is like
finish. So you're gonna be a theater major.
Oh yeah.
What do you like doing?
She's actually a really good writer. Like, I'm just gonna speak for her because I know she won't say it.
Okay. Is that part of your sign?
No, you know what? My major right now is English, but I fucking hate writing essays. I like writing, but I like writing about things like I want to write about, not things I'm forced to write about. And I feel like
yes,
yeah,
like poems or short stories.
Mostly just poems.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's just poems. I was a journalism.
Melly got bars.
I do. You guys, that's also dropping soon. Mixtape coming very soon. But yeah, I like a lot. I just don't know what, like, you know, specifically.
Or like
but
a
I
label
like
a, hard.
Yeah, just to label things.
You don't have to label yourself. You're an artist, bro. You can do whatever the fuck you want.
Just
look
be
at Chris.
Free. Fuck shit
Chris,
up.
Chris does whatever the fuck you want.
That's all I do, baby.
That's yeah. Usually how it works for me, too. If like, I just have an idea, but like I tell my friend, like, hey, like, I had this idea. Let's shoot this. Like, let's do this. It's very random.
That's honestly, the attitude. No, that's what you have to be on because everybody gets so like caught up in like, it's got to be perfect. I think save the perfectionist shit for like big, big stuff that's like going to be really monumental. But for like little things, music videos, podcasts.
See, you're speaking to a Virgo, though, about being perfect. And that's just
the astrology.
Forget I said anything.
Maybe if I was like a Capricorn or like a Pisces.
A Capri Sun.
Maybe if like Mercury was in Gatorade. Like
for me, it's like everything's planned out. Everything has to be planned out. And if it doesn't go that way, that's what's shitty though. Like the fact that, and then like, like at the same time, it's like life, like shit just hits you. Like out of
but
nowhere.
Being her best friend, I help, like,
she
help her go with
me.
The
she
flow.
She does. It's like, Melanie, relax. Like, take it easy. I'm just like, oh, and she's just like, please relax. And I'm just like, okay, you're, oh my gosh,
like,
your Taurus energy. I
you
love
are
it.
My rock. But it's, what's our dynamic, Chris?
I think kind of most of my friends' dynamic that I've picked up is that you're like the fire tamer. You know when to that's how I see like how I am to you. It could be different with you, but I noticed that like I'll suggest like a really crazy idea, like, hey, why don't we fucking shoot this podcast?
Me and Angel agreed on this blue.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, that's a good story too. But like I'll be like, Angel, it's just a fucking crazy idea, and then you're like, what if we don't? And then like I'm like, what if we do? And then we find like a middle ground. I'm like, okay, I'm happy with that. Like
yeah. For the I think the El Chicano episode, Chris was like, what if we're just like playing pool during the talking. Entire thing? I thought you wanted simple. And then you're like, no, you're right.
So that's kind of what I picked up. It's like I think in a lot of ways we rub off on each other. Like I pick up on like you being careful about things, or being like, because I'm very just like, fuck it, let's do it. And if people get mad, fuck them, we'll release it ourselves, you know, or whatever, like shit like that. But Angel's just like, no, like we should be considerate. We should think about this just to be safe so we don't get too in over our heads. And then now I've seen an Angel like before, yeah, he would just be like, this is not going to happen. This won't happen. And because I've insisted, I'm like, yo, like stop saying that, you know? And then now
there's words that I've stopped saying. Like I've cut down on the word. Like, I hope this happens. Mm-hmm. Or like, if this happens, you know, because Chris is like,
and I stop saying guys, and I love saying everyone, and I like shit like that, where like I'm being more conscious of what I'm saying to who I'm saying it to. Like, so like I feel like in a lot of ways, just to put it simply, we just make each other better.
I love that.
You complete me.
I always tell Chris that like he inspires me because of the fact that like he isn't afraid to just fucking do whatever the fuck he isn't afraid to take risks. And my whole life I've been afraid to take risks. I've always felt like I'm not ready, I'm not good enough, blah blah blah.
See, this is why we keep these friendships so solid, because it's just like those people that just make you better, you keep them close.
But I feel like nowadays they should be valued even more, like they're a little more special now, because mm-hmm. I feel like it's a little bit more difficult.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
because me and Angel now with Justin, we keep like, I remember I told him, I said, yo guys, like I learned with my last group of friends that like over the years, like just shit that always bothered us about them, we never brought out to the table. We just kept it in until one day it just blew up on everybody. And those friendships are over. I said, and I don't want that to happen with us, because I think we have something too good going on. So I said, like, if I ever do anything that bothers you, if you ever do anything, like, let's just do like these monthly meetups and just check in, like, yo, like, did we say something? And then the first one was really intense.
Oh yeah, it was gonna be like 15 minutes, but then everyone was like, you know what, now that we're talking about
this. Yeah, exactly. Damn. So everything
cards
came out
on the table.
It was in my car, like I got emotional. Yeah. I was like, everybody, people got mad, but then at the end we were just like,
felt better.
It just felt so like, damn, like we really said that stuff to each other.
Like, there wasn't this like, oh, I'm not gonna tell him this. Like everything was spoken and everything was decided.
It was so funny because I started, so I was just like, well, here's what I have to say. And then I saw like me saying that kind of gave Angel a little bit of balls. He's like, and yet Justin, like this and this, and then Justin's like, well, and like everybody it was like a domino effect where everybody was like, the more we said, like the more like less nervous people were about bringing it up. Yeah, exactly. Like, well, if we're gonna fucking talk about this, then we're talking.
We have those moments too where it's just like we're getting boba.
Yeah,
and we let it out, and it's just like
while getting boba.
But I mean, thank God for the friends that do handle like criticism and handle advice, because a lot of people don't take it, or they take it the wrong way. Like, especially me. Like, Jules knows I'm a very upfront fucking person. I'm very upfront. I'm very blunt, and like, I've been like that in the past, and I've lost friends because of it. And I don't really, I mean, I can watch the way you say things is also really important. Mm-hmm. But just like in general, like, thank God for the people that do take it in the right way, you know, because at the end of the day, it's like, I love you. I just want to help you.
Love
and that's,
that.
And that's the beauty of friendship.
And that's the beauty of friendship.
It's a nice little topping to life.
Yeah.
On the life Sunday.
It'll never expire.
So beautiful. I hope these friendships inspire you. And if your friendships don't look like this,
fuck is you doing?
Find some new friends.
Yeah. Be our friend.
Honestly, I am a great person.
Yeah.
We're all great people.
We're going to end this by looking at our horoscopes. So,
we are starting this off with the most powerful and best sign of the zodiac, Virgo. Okay, so for June 19th, 2019, mind states... While this may be a day when all you want to do is relax, you may not feel like you can, Virgo. Nothing new. A little voice is telling you to work. Perhaps you've you're inspired to clean out your closet, change the landscaping, or wash your windows. Put these tasks aside. Forced manual labor isn't the way to go today. If you're going to put that energy into something, put it into something fun.
Like the Us podcast.
Is your mind blown? Tell me it's...
Okay. That's pretty cool.
Did you clean some windows today?
I should. I'm going
to
do this
after. On to the next most important astrology sign.
Hey.
Which is?
Me.
Toro.
For stability and harmony today, seek out the company of friends who have known you a long time. They will make you feel more grounded and content. Avoid wild adventures right now and say no to any invitations to new or mysterious places.
Like this. You shouldn't be here.
It's best if you try to get back in touch with simpler things in life. Besides, these good friends of yours would love a chance to spend some more time with you. All of your relationships could use a lot more of your attention.
You know what?
That was like nice though. It's like, and you're kind of fucking up here.
You're losing your friends.
And that's as it. Cute as this was tomorrow's horoscope, but you know what? It's still cute.
Well, now we know what's in store for her tomorrow.
And guess what? That was irrelevant today, yes, as it is going to be relevant much. Tomorrow.
So, let's move on.
So for the real most important sign, we all know, Leos, you're emotionally much stronger than usual. You will be surprised at the events, thoughts, and conversations you command with your words, Leo.
With your words, Leo.
Most of the time, you follow others. Not true. You go with the flow.
I don't know.
Not true. You're laid back and happy with just about anything.
Not true.
Today, however, you want to take the lead and show others how things should be done.
I felt Angel take the lead.
He did. He really
People
did.
People would be foolish not to follow you today.
Follow him back, bitches.
So follow me at Angel Ice Salinas _ Instagram. Follow me.
You got an iPhone now.
Oh my God.
Coming soon.
iPhone gang.
It's about time.
I got shamed into it.
We've been waiting.
Anyway.
Okay, go, Chris.
Let's send it off.
Libra gang. Here we go. This may feel like a day made just for you, Libra. You're emotionally strong. You feel like you're able to leap tall buildings in a single bound. Yes.
Sounds like you.
Thank you, Stizzy. Tackle all those projects you love but have been too scared to start. You have a great deal of energy and confidence in your favor. You will succeed in almost anything you try, so don't waste this moment by just watching TV.
Uh-oh. Cool. I feel like mine was so not relevant to me.
You're chill, bro. Yeah, you love. You're happy.
I think.
You're like, I fucking hate myself.
Try to fight everything.
Even astrology hates Leos. Like, what the fuck, dude?
And they're not wrong. God. But you know what?
Well, it's like you're a follower. You're
lazy.
Yeah.
You're a hag.
But today.
So after reading that, has your mind been changed to believing in
that's
horoscopes?
That's the real question today, Angel.
Absolutely not.
Same. It's like some things were hit, but it's like, you know. I'm not too scared to start anything.
I will share Leo memes, and anytime I see like a Leo meme, I'm like, same. Me as fuck. There's someone I follow on Instagram. Like, we don't know each other in real life, but we only communicate when this person posts a Leo meme, and then I'll reply.
That is so funny.
I'm just like, no one understands us. And then she's like, all we want is to be loved unconditionally 24/7 for eternity. Is that too much to ask?
Not at all.
And I was like, I know, right?
Wow.
So this was... Is this still recording? Okay. Thank you so much for tuning into another mini-sode of the Us Podcast.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank you for
so
coming,
for
ladies.
Us, of course.
Thank you so much.
We need this more feminine energy on the show.
Yes, because too many episodes are just me and Chris being like, dicks!
Oh, yeah!
Balls!
Let's go play some food!
Baseball! Nah, me and Chris do not like sports. Or do you like sports?
No.
Okay, but please go watch their high episode and tell us if this one's better.
Oh, yeah.
And if
so
this
that,
one
that's her
better,
inner competition
yeah,
right
if
now.
If this one isn't better, then we need to fucking do this again.
Melly, bro, we're going to take the video down and redo
and
it.
And
redo
it again and again.
And Melly's going to be like, what's up, fellas? So thank you again.
Love that energy.
Hell yeah. Any closing words?
No. everyone, just thank you. This was so fun. Our horoscopes.
Love your friends.
Yes, love your friends. Treat them well.
Apparently, my horoscope says I need to.
Bye.
See you later.
Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for checking out the Us Podcast.
You can follow us on our Instagram at Us Podcast.
You can also follow us on our personal Instagrams. I am at @angelisalinas_.
And you can follow me at @thechriscarmona.
Follow us on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, anywhere you get your podcast from. Write us a review.
Please. That helps us out so much.
Say some nice things. Say some maybe not so nice things. Go ahead and tell us. Please.
Please.
All right. Bye.
They put it pretty good.